On the night of Mi'raj, apart from the gift of Salah and the promised reward of 50 Salahs in lieu of 5, among other bounties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the revelation of the last verses of Surah Baqarah from Aman al-Rasulu bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi wal mu'minun till the end of the surah. And this is considered to be a treasure from amongst the treasures of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should become accustomed to reciting these verses in the evenings, in the mornings, and they are a great means of protection. So that was one of the other gifts of Mi'raj. At the same time, it was also announced that the major sins of those in this ummah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam who do not ascribe partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be forgiven. So as long as you're a believer, even if you commit major sins, it will be forgiven. This means that those who are believers and committed major sins will not be punished eternally for their major sins, but will be pardoned either through tawbah, sincere repentance, and istighfar, seeking forgiveness for Allah. That is one possible way. Well, the other possible way, na'udhu billah, may Allah save us all, is that a person is first punished for their sins. They are first punished for their sins, and eventually those sins are then forgiven by Allah. Like, when there's a cancer, it needs to be removed, or when there's some dirt, it needs to be removed. Similarly, those that will enter in paradise will be pure, and sins are blemish, and they are dirt, so the dirt has to be removed before entering a pure abode. On the other hand, a kuffar, a kafir disbeliever, a mushrik, idol worshipper will remain in punishment forever. The believers, if they committed sin and Allah so ordained, they may be punished, but they won't be punished eternally, and at some stage they will be forgiven and entered into paradise. So these are just amongst the other bounties and gifts of Mi'raj.